So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned two reasons as to why in the statement Ha'isha niknes b'shalish drachim, our Mishnah chose the word drachim, aloshna keva, rather than the word devarim, aloshna zachar, which is what the Mishnah is accustomed to use. Either because the Mishnah mentions bia and bia ikri derech, the pasuk associates bia with the word derech, or because the Mishnah wishes to allude to the process of kiddushin and that darkei shel ish lechazer al isha ve'in darkei shel ish lechazer al ish. It is the way of a man to look for a wife because she is his lost possession, but it is not the way of a woman to look for a husband. Similarly, regarding zav, b'shiva drachim b'itkin nes zav, because the darka the mechla yisera lasuya ledeziva, the darka the mishtaya yisera lasuya ledeziva. And regarding esrig, esrig shava le'ilan b'shalish drachim, because the darka the esrig kiyarek, mayarek darka ligadl akalmayim u'b'shas likitusay isuray, av esrig darka ligadl akalmayim u'b'shas likitusay isuray. However, the Gemara rejects these reasons, because the word drachim is used in the Mishnah regarding kai, which states, yesh by drachim shava l'chayu l'behema, and the Mishnah regarding get, which states, zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shechur avadim, and there we cannot say that the word drachim is being used to teach something about the way of these things. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol hecha de'ika plukta tane drachim. The Mishnah uses the word drachim only when there is an exception to the halacha. The Mishnah uses the word devarim when there is no exception to the halacha. Rashi explains plukta as chiluk bedrachav, bederach zuhu doima lekan, ubederach zu eina doima. The comparison is only in certain ways, but not in all ways. As in our Mishnah, the word drachim points out that kesef, shtar, biya are the only ways to accomplish kedushin, but chuppah does not accomplish kedushin. The Gemara continues. The previous Mishnah mentioned ha'isha niknes b'shalish drachim. There are three ways in which a woman becomes mukadeshes to her husband, and there are two ways in which their marriage is terminated. The Gemara explains, minyana de resha lemu'ute chuppa. The resha specifies that only three ways can accomplish kedushin, and this excludes chuppa. Bringing her into the husband's jurisdiction for kedushin is not effective. However, according to Rav Huna, who later holds chuppa koine mikal v'chaymer, chuppa can accomplish a kedushin, we must say that the Mishnah specified shleisha lemute chalipin, to exclude chalipin. Even though chalipin can be used to acquire a field, it does not accomplish kedushin, because chalipin isnu bepachas meshava pruta v'isha bepachas meshava pruta lemekanya nafsha. Since chalipin can be performed even with an item whose value is less than the pruta, a woman objects to demean herself to be acquired by such a kinyan, even if the value of the item used is more than the pruta. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah specifies that only two ways can terminate a marriage, but chalitza cannot terminate a marriage, because the pasuk regarding get states, v'chasav la sefer krisis, the word sefer is exclusive, and that sefer karsa ve'inda v'achar karsa. Only a get written on parchment effectuates a divorce, but anything else does not effectuate a divorce. The Gemara next returns to the beginning of the Mishnah, Ha'isha niknes b'kesef, and asks two questions. Menolan de mekanya b'kesef. What is the source that kesef can accomplish kedushin? V'chesef de avuhu. And what is the source that if a father accepts kedusha kesef for his minor daughter, a katana or a naira, his 12-year-old daughter, that he is entitled to the money? Rashi Masechet Ksubos adds that part of this question is also avi mekabel kedusha, the father's authority to accept kedushin on her behalf. Regarding a katana, aviyu mekabel kedushah is derived from his biti nesati l'ishazeh, and kesef d'avuhu is derived from logic. Hashda aviyu mekabel kedushah v'i shok l'kaspa, deles l'yad l'kabel kedushin. Since a minor does not have the authority to accomplish kedushin, and it's the father that does, the money belongs to him. Regarding a naira, both aviyu mekabel kedushah and kesef d'avuhu are derived from the pasuk regarding Amma Avriya, a Jewish maidservant, which states, when she becomes 12 years old and develops simanim, signs of maturity, she is released without reimbursement. The words ein kasef being redundant teach ein kasef la'adin zeh v'yesh kasef la'adin achar umanoi oviyah, that only her master does not receive reimbursement for her release from his jurisdiction. However, her father does receive kasef har yitziah for her leaving his jurisdiction. Therefore, he is entitled to accept and keep the kesef of her kedushin, which, as the Gemara later explains, is a yitziah regarding hafaras nedarim. Because before erisin, the father has the complete authority of nullifying her vows. But But after Erusin, he only has partial authority because Aviya Ubaila Mefir Nidirahal. He can only nullify her vow jointly with the Aris. And the father is also entitled to accept her Gedushin through Shtar and Bia because Iskish Havayas Lahadodi. There is a Hekish, an association, for all forms of Kedushin. Ma Kesef Bishus Aviya, Avshtar Ubiya Bishus Aviya. Just as her father has the authority for Kedushi Kesef, he also has the authority for the other forms of Kedushin. The Gemara also says that Zakeh Ba'afaras Nedereha. He has the authority to nullify the vows of his daughter, even when she's a Naira, because the pasuk regarding Hafaras Nedereha states, Binereha Be'Saviya. When she's a Naira, she is still under her father's jurisdiction. However, the Gemara explains, V'chite Menelef Minei. We cannot also derive from there that she is under his jurisdiction regarding Kesef de Aviyahu, that the money of Kedushin belongs to him, because Mamayna Mi'isura Lo Yafinan. V'chite Menelef Miknasa. Mayna Miknasa Lo Yafinan. V'chite Menelef Mi'Boishas Begam. Shani Boishas Begam. Davua Shayach Begavayu.